So at the workshop, I actually got to meet him, and he is a regular human being. Good to know. And, you know, he kind of does what he does at the workshop. We're not allowed to talk about the details, but it was a very enjoyable experience, and if you have the money to attend one of these things, next time they come around, by all means, attend them. There's a large array of stones you can buy during the lunch break. I bought a tiny emerald for myself, and basically a big one cost too much. So to help with envisioning the emerald ray, because that's the most recent emerald flame, has a higher frequency than the violet flame. The higher the frequency goes, the closer you get to God. Did you know that? Well, it should be common sense, but that is the truth as I knew it. And emeralds are very powerful energy receiving and broadcasting tools, or living stones, however you want to deal with it. So that is what I had to say about the emeralds. And so when I was at that event, all I can say is that the group gets together by we're all just saying the Om first. And it's basically, if you read any of the notes on the other places where he did the workshops, it's basically the same thing, the same types of questions that get asked and answered. And it comes around again, or to your neighborhood, spend the money and meet the real guy, Goldberg. You know? So, what was I saying here? Oh, yeah, about the full moon meditation. You know, why would you want to do this? Because it's the meditation is about decreeing that the light forces, you know, that are helping us defeat the dark side. They, we've been calling on them, okay, we're tired of waiting. You know, make good on your promises and land. And this is a meditation to remind them again, you know, you're taking too long. We want you to interact, land here, and remove the bad guys like you have promised to. So the more of us they can keep reminding them, and the moment to remind them has to do with a certain celestial time when we have a full moon. And it's Monday at 11:57 p.m. I'm going to be taking part in it. And donating 20 minutes of my mental energies is a small price to pay for what many of us want. Most people don't even know about it. But the green light has been given by the hierarchy of the universe that they can intervene now. And they said they would do that and clear out the rest of the bad guys. You know, that'll bring a quick end to the ridiculous wars that are going on for no reason at all, except people in, keep people in stress and conflict. Hey, it's all in the movie 1984. The guy tells, the big general tells the peon, the average person, this is why we got the wars going, to keep control of you. Yeah. 1984 movie, it's there. Yeah. Do you know there's a documentary out there? Jim Nichols documentary about the Aldebarans giving knowledge to the Nazis. It's important to think about, remind yourself that name, Aldebarans, because they're one of the first groups that are set to be dealing the visitors when they finally decide to land. So, like with any group, there's good and bad people in either one of those groups. So, I hope I've influenced a few people to do that full moon meditation, because we want the good guys of the galaxy to come down here and take out the trash. Anyhow, you know, it's a great quote from a famous American songwriter back in the 20th century. Let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. And oh, is that so true? We need to be talking about truth. You know, that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of mankind implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind really prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. Yeah, we see it happening every day. Let me just say that again. Connected Dots Theory concludes, that's it, a great conclusion in that Connected Dots Theory, concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of mankind implement their countermoves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind really prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And right after the glorious 1776 forming of the United States, the adversaries got working to eventually compromise the greatness we had planned. And we'd like to get back to the original vision, but, you know, it's like it says, the adversaries of mankind implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And that's a lot of what we have to do with today, everywhere, not only the United States, but other countries too. It's important to be prepared. It's like a game of chess. You know, after you made your great moves, your opponent is going to have some good counter moves. That is something that needs to be watched out for all the time. Hey, has the human race been given a second chance? I think it's been given thousands of chances. But it's coming to fruition at this point in time. You know, it's extremely important for people to make a sincere attempt to connect the dots of life while they are in the act of living the moment, as well as looking back in retrospect. If you are paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, may be able to notice, via coincidences, that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring, invisible entities. Yes, invisible entities do exist. Co-creation is the way of the universe. And it is an observable fact that the dreams of what an individual person desires to experience in life will eventually materialize into a reality at some point in time. Yeah, dreams do come true. Invisible, caring, conscious entities who are paying attention to your personal life will helpfully contribute from behind the scenes to the co-creation of making your dreams come true. Subsequently, the final manifestation of your dream will often be a little different than how you initially envisioned it would happen. The purpose of this is to make you aware of the fact that you are existing in a universe where co-creation is taking place in your life, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. So, permit the living universal coordinators who shuffle the deck of life from behind the scenes daily to deal you a fruitful hand, for they are the arrangers of coincidences. And so they, God and his servants, can help you make your dreams come true in ways that you could never accomplish by yourself. And never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. Your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. Those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. These invisible revealers of truth expose us to clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think, and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning abilities. Hey, doesn't sound that bad, does it? Geometry is a key that can be used to unlock the doorways that lead to the other dimensions. Oh, yeah. So true. Six-pointed star is one of them. Hey, I got a whole list of them in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Download it. It'll make a smarter person of you. You know, the gathering information along the path of correlation is an excellent starting point and pathway to transverse in your quest for discovering truth. Let both intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. You know, in one way or another, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. Any person who claims to be neutral in regard to rejecting evil versus not rejecting evil, that individual is part of the problem. The true enemies of humans, mankind, there have always been anti-God invisible beings. And visible ones pretending to be gods. And they're human puppets that they mind control from behind the scene. Most of your politicians are puppets of the dark forces from other worlds. talk about limited belief systems. Eventually, they all become plans designed to fail. That's right. All limited belief systems eventually become plans designed to fail. Though there are exceptions to revelations of spiritual information given to the mortals of time and space are like fresh bowls of fruit placed on the dinner table. There is a time limit to how long they will be able to offer you sustenance. As time passes, the once good fruit will be spoiled, and to partake of it then can have a negative effect upon you. And so it is the same in regard to the people of the 21st century who blindly embrace inflexible religious belief systems that were designed to be accepted by the limited comprehension abilities of the people living on Earth thousands of years ago. Societies that perpetuate those inflexible, limited belief systems by rigidly holding on to old illogical beliefs are destined to never evolve spiritually. That was then, and this is now. The spiritual growth of an individual requires a comprehension of a more encompassing, bigger picture of total reality. And this is being required of us now. For our galactic brothers and sisters, one to land on our world. But they're worried about how many people will take their landing on our world favorably. The requirement for gaining that more encompassing comprehension is that you, the truth seeker, read the new revelations given to mankind within the last 100 years about God, true nature, his many spiritual realms, and the countless number of loyal, observant spirits who rank above angels, and then correlate that new information with the older scriptures. There is no one book that reveals all truth. How could it be? Reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. You know, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than flexible laws. It is not so much the ideology that determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as it to its success or failure. You know, I'll say it, and I'll say it proudly. The burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all whose agenda is to prove something. Just because one exception can be found that does not hold true in regard to the concepts and or conclusions of a theory, that one exception does not necessarily negate the whole theory or the validity of the relevant facts and reasoning that supports the theory. Hey, and here's a statement that you can talk with your friends about. All men are not created equal, but robots can. You know, that famous saying that a famous president once said, all men are created equal. Well, that's not really true. The truth has been exposed to us within the last 100 years. And everyone is a special different. And everyone has a unique personality given to them by the creator of all there is. And that's the truth. So all men are not created equal. In fact, most of the ignorant people in the world today don't realize that your physical mother and father give you the body you inherited with some inherited factors. But your soul, your personality was given to you by the creator of all there is. And those things put together make who you are. And that truth isn't being told, but I talked it tonight, and you should pass it along. And there's plenty of information out there to support that conclusion. And, you know, sometimes the hardest thing of all is to be truthful to yourself. Yeah? Think about it. Also, you have not because you ask not. More reasons to participate in that full moon meditation, 11:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, New York area, 11:57 p.m. You'll still be up. Donate 20 minutes of your mind to this meditation because we want all the goodies that the friendly ETs have promised to bring us, but we got to keep asking for it. And the moon meditation is a great time. Ask. We want you to land. We decree that you land now and fulfill your promises. And think, we have not because we ask not. So that's why we're asking now. And be part of this asking meditation this Monday at 11:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Hey, a word of wisdom here. You know, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. And projecting love will gather love. Something to think about. And participate in. What can I say? But this in the New York area, the big thing is the mayoral election. It's down to three candidates now, and it doesn't look good for probably the guy who should be the common man running. We'll have to see how it plays out at the voting booth. And I was just talking about full moon meditation. There's also a healing session every month at the full moon. So, you know, look on that. You can find it probably if you're on Twitter. We love mass meditation. Go to the portal, and it should be advertised there. I don't have that thing right in front of me. If you ever get a chance, go to a Tachyon chamber. I still keep putting it off, but I'll eventually go to one just to find out what it's all about. And all I got to say is the Pleiadians, those space people from the Pleiades cluster of stars, the Pleiadians and their mother ships apparently cloaked around Earth right now, they are setting up an emerald grid. Means nothing to most people, I guess, but in other words, high energies are going to be locked into our Earth to help us in many ways. You know, to evolve means you have to vibrate faster. That's the way it works. And we all want to vibrate faster because when we vibrate, beyond a certain frequency, the dark forces cannot be around us. They can't function in high frequencies. And we've got the 1221 portal open from couple weeks ago, and we've got Pleiadians setting up an emerald grid on our planet to bring more energy in. We've got the light force support teams working. We've got the Argatha, the people underneath the surface of the earth that are there. They're part of this whole gathering to participate in the evolution of mankind. The event is coming, and that will be the metamorphosis point. Nobody knows when it's going to come. It probably has something to do with how the whole planet's acting. And, of course, the obvious thing, we should end the wars. That would certainly be enough coaching to get these benevolent, friendly people, beings, galactic beings, to decide, okay, it's time to land and take out the trash. And hopefully, they promised that the event happens beforehand, that they will definitely come the day after the event, okay? But nobody knows when the event's going to get here, and I'm just guessing that the creator of all there is not going to allow the event to happen until we bring about a little peace on our planet. Because everybody out there fighting is not going to appreciate what's happening, you know, and that they might not even get ascending. Because if they, you know, if they're indulged in hate and anger and killing, their frequency is so low they might not be able to be brought into the ascension that will happen right after the event. The event is the metamorphosis, you know. We're the worm that's going to turn into the butterfly, you know, and or the caterpillar, rather, that's going to turn into the butterfly. Hey, let me tell you, this is Connect the Dots radio show. If you got something to say, hey, there's a call-in number, and you can enlighten the listening audience with something that you think is important. Hey, the number is 888-627-6008. If you're sitting there with a phone, you can participate now. Anyhow, that's it, 888-627-6008. And move right along. I know I mentioned this thing a couple of weeks ago, but it's worth mentioning again. There's an interview that's out there from Dr. Neruda, N-E-R-U-D-A. And he did several interviews. And these are newer ones. The original ones were probably appeared in Nexus magazine, at which time he took on a fake identity, Anderson, I think his name was. But in the more recent things, and all these interviews about the, you'll find it on wingmakers.com, wingmakers.com. It's all about the Ancient Arrow Project, it was later called. Turns out in 1972, I believe, should be taught in history class in school. 1972, some campers came across a cave in northern New Mexico, and they went in and they found 23 giant chambers cut out of solid rock with the 23 unusual pictures painted on each one, some with some what looked like hieroglyphics or something. And they went back and told other people what they found. Government came down, closed the whole place off, and took full control of the situation. And as usual, we got cheated. This was probably message, important messages for the human race from the future. Yeah, time travel is possible. there's plenty of documentation on that. But this guy, Dr. Neruda, was working for this group, the ACIO, and they had him be in charge of this project because he was a linguistics expert, something like that. So the whole thing is, this went on for years. They finally found a disk to decode some of the information. They broke the code, and then instead of revealing that information to the public, they decided to keep it even more secret. And then Dr. Neruda felt when he was working down at the chambers, he felt he was being contacted through the pictures on the wall. Somehow they were getting into his mind and they were communicating with him. And the message that he picked up was this information was not to be kept private with the military or the ACIO. The info was supposed to be shared with humanity because it relates to all of humanity in the future. And so he was sympathizing with what he was hearing down in the chambers, and he let a few of his bosses know what he was experiencing, and then he started worrying they were going to sit him in the chair with the erasure whole mind because he was being too friendly with these people who left the message and didn't want the message kept private. So before, he figured that his bosses had it in for him. So he went and took some pictures and took some stuff and skipped town. Well, he still could. And he shows up, I think, in Australia and gives an interview to Nexus magazine. And that was the original revelation about the ancient arrow site. But you could look that up too. And Wingmakers.com. Yeah, the name of the group that came from the future were called the Wingmakers. And it's certainly worth looking at and getting an education. What else did this doctor, in the more recent interviews, he might find this interesting. He says the Anunnaki, those bad guys who came here 450,000 years ago, desired to create their clone human slaves' ability to have babies. And Syrians helped with genetically engineering this. So I don't know what that means. That a certain portion of the human race is clones that can have babies. I don't know. It sure sounds weird, but there's a lot of weird information that came out of those 23 chambers. And you got to wonder... You gotta wonder like, where is that stuff now? I heard they have the place sealed off, and they have holographic equipment to set up to deter any fool who comes out there looking. And we'll probably never get to see it until the ETs land. More reason for the good ETs to land and shut down the holographic hiding machines, and then we can have real people go in there, and then we all can find out what the message is and see. But the pictures for what the rooms look like were posted on the Internet, and you can still see them. The 23 chambers, 23 pictures. One of them I find very interesting is the picture with the lizard at the bottom corner lurking in, just the face of the lizard. And there's plenty of information about there, reptilians controlling humanity and stuff like that. So, anyhow, I just thought I'd mention that again. You know, for those of you who follow the portal, sometimes they use terms that kind of like they're confusing. Something like Atvor, A-T-V-O-R. It has to do with light pillar meditations and many people participate in these things. You have to be kind of okay before you become fully interactive with this particular thing called Atvor. But it's there for humans to participate in, too. It involves focusing on a specific color and saying a specific mantra while looking or at the or placing it on you, a sigil of a special shape. So it's something you can really get involved in. It. Like I said, when Cobra comes around again, if he ever comes back to New York, the book is open seat. And show up and you can learn about this stuff to any depth you really want, or just get started on it. You know, I just happened to come by this, you know, I'm always coming by things on Twitter, because, you know, I browse to there, and there's so many different people I follow that all aspects of what's going on seem to come my way. Now, apparently, there is this thing called WAMI. WAMI? I don't know. You know, that's an acronym. It stands for Wide Area Motion Imagery. In fact, this might be on the portal. Also called persistent surveillance or persistent stare. And it comes from drones or aircraft systems. And there's another one called Argus, dash is something developed by DARPA. Can monitor a city, an entire city in real time. I don't think it can monitor New York in real time, the whole city, but a smaller city, I guess, and what they do with either drones or aircraft or spacecraft. What they do is they hover high enough above and they photograph everything happening continuously. And they can do that for days or a month or maybe even months. And then things that happen or interesting people, they can track because they can rewind everything they put on film. And we know how those Google cameras are nowadays. You can practically spot a dime on the sidewalk. certainly cars and people are not that hard to spot from a satellite of it. And they can do this with drones also, put sophisticated cameras on. And they keep a log of everything going on. It's been visually documented. So that something happens, let's say a store was robbed, they can pull up that location of that store and see if they have any clues of people coming into the store beforehand or leaving after, and they can follow whoever left after that to wherever they're headed. So it's a good crime-fighting tool. Of course, it could be misused like anything else, but there's also something called the Gore stare, using imagery there. Some Gorgon monster, the Gorgon stare. And they've used that already in Baltimore, Maryland. It takes 12 frames per second. That's a lot. Even in low-orbit satellite constellations. Oh, but actually, the city of Baltimore used the wide area motion imagery. So that's a city, if you're in Baltimore, know that, and you're walking out on the street, know that you're being filmed wherever you go, and it's kept on file. People of Baltimore, beware. Yeah, so the Gordon stare thing is from a low-orbit satellite. Taking images 12 frames per second. They're covering quite a bit here. And this is what's going on. This is, before you know it, your police department will have it. I'm sure it's not cheap, but it has potential. Of course, potential for being misused, of course, too. And I don't know what to tell you. Turn all your money into gold. Because there's plenty of speculation going. When are the banks going to fail? When are we going to move to the new currency? And this chatter has been going on for a while. We're getting closer and closer. You know, what's it going to be? Hopefully not a dollar. Trump coin, market says fight, fight, fight. Oh my God, how stupid that is. I can just imagine who bought that one. Yeah. But it's coming down. But here's something on an up note. This coming Thursday, October 9th, is the birthday celebration of John Lennon. It happens every year in Central Park, right at Strawberry Fields, which is right across from the Dakota where he lived, and was assassinated right in front. So the Beatles are much loved. John Lennon is still much loved, and many people show up in Central Park that day. There's always guitar players, and they play. We play nothing but Beatles songs and sing along with them. I show up just about every year myself, as I like singing along with the songs too. It's everybody sounds good, you know. We don't sound horrid. We sound good when we're singing Beatles songs. So it's if you're in New York City, try to make it over there, October 9th, Thursday. You know, I guess people start showing up around 10 in the morning even, I think. But they hang out pretty late, too, maybe to 10 p.m. So there's plenty of Beatle music being played. They take turns playing the guitars, playing the drums, playing the keyboard and all that stuff. But it'll brighten up your day just to show up and feel the love and experience the love that the people of New York City still have for John Lennon. And that's all I got to say for that. Hey, I'll be there. You can figure out who I am. Maybe you'll see me there. All I got to say is that one time, maybe this was, I don't know whether it was 3 years ago maybe, I'd been there for a couple hours. And one of my favorite Beatles songs that John sings was started to play it. So I thought, well, I'm going to leave on this song. So I leave in high spirits. And the lyrics of the song, when they were being sung as I'm walking out of Strawberry Fields, it was like John Lennon was singing that to me, and I felt his presence. As crazy as it sounds, one verse in that song, it was, as I'm walking out, I felt the presence of John Lennon as if he was actually singing that to me. And I thought, wow. And because I felt it, I believed. That's how it was. His spirit was there that night. Well, why wouldn't it be? You know, people loved you and still love you. So why wouldn't you show up and experience that love? You know? So that's all I can say about that. Anyhow, back to reality. The world stage, everything is in turmoil now. Everybody's waiting to see, well, is Hamas going to play ball? The Jewish people are going to keep butchering the Palestinians? Is Trump going to say enough, enough, and put his foot down and stop sending weapons to Israel? Are the American people going to speak up finally and say, this is crazy. We don't want our money being given to Israel, who's not being very nice at all. And how's it all going to play out, you know? And if you get a chance, watch that Tucker video. And he talks about, has everybody been bullied into kissing Israeli government ass or something like that? Ridiculous, you know? And the wars need to end. You know, too bad Trump couldn't fulfill his promise. But he's trying again. You know, in the beginning, I'm going to end in 24 hours. Same with Ukraine. I'm going to end in 24 hours. Yeah, okay. Well, let me say, two nuclear bombs would have done to make that happen. But, of course, he's going to be that drastic. But if he had to prove a point, I guess he could have done 24 hours. Yeah. But we're not going to do that. In fact, American people don't want to see a nuclear war. Neither does anybody else, except some of those crazy terrorists. And they get their hands on a weapon, and they would use it so fast because they're heartless. Some of them, terrorists are heartless. They're devil servants. They have no consideration for anyone, apparently. And, you know, it's the world against the terrorists. But we have to work for peace. Peace is possible now. But we got to be a little more clever about it. And supporting wars, we sending people more weapons because we like one group better than the other. Yeah, the Europeans are willing to give everything over to the Ukrainian government because they like them better than Russia. And the same with Israel. The United States is giving them a blank check because we like them better than the Palestinians. Same
same scenario being played out. You know, there's plenty of room for everyone. But we got to end the wars, you know? And we got to try some new ways of ending the wars. There's a lack of imagination, and we're letting ruthless people tell us how it has to be played out. And what else are we finding out? Are the Europeans ever going to stop being cowards? Yeah, they're all talking about, oh, men and women, you've gone too far. It is genocide. But are they willing to do anything about it? Hell no. You know? And that's a problem, you know? The only one, I guess, who can solve the Israeli-Palestinian problem is the United States, but Trump's too chummy with Netanyahu. So that kind of kills that. So let's go back to the Europeans. Well, why don't they do something, you know? They got nuclear bombs, too, you know? They can say, what do we have to do? Drop a bomb on your head for you to get it? But, you know, this is ridiculous to allow these bully Israeli government to get their way with everything, which is crazy. It shouldn't be so, you know? And people need to start squawking about that. Like I said, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. Well, people aren't squawking enough to the president about that. You know, we're tired of being used by Israeli government, you know? You know? Why aren't people squawking? Why don't they pay us back the $300 billion they owe us? You know? And why isn't anybody squawking about that? If we ask the American people who want to keep funding money to Israel, I guarantee they say no. But they bribed everybody in Congress to authorize this perpetual, never-ending supply of weapons and ways of justifying it. Oh, yeah, we're making money for, we don't fully give it away. Oh, yeah? Well, that's not what I hear. They do fully give it away. And it's wasting taxpayers' money. It doesn't do anything for us. Anything, they might be making things worse. And, you know, these are matters that need to be addressed. And there needs to be some public control of government. And you know, perhaps we need to call all the people in the Congress nothing but a bunch of bribe takers, butt kissers, and wasters of taxpayers' money. And it never ends, you know? We're still getting screwed. In New York, they put the congestion pricing in, you know? And nobody's benefiting from it, really. Okay, getting time to end the show. Better do the countdown. Listen to the guitar solo, my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Go on BBS, Internet Radio. Click on the name of my show. Subscribe. Click on my name. Click on the name of the show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be. satisfied. Gotta be somebody in your life. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.